I wasn't accusing. I know that you're busy. You're you do a lot of twerking. Is that right?
So I don't know how to twerk yet. I'm gonna learn this Sunday at tailgating, though. I have a friend
who's
that's
gonna teach you at tailgating.
I have a friend that's gonna show me.
She twerks.
She does twerk. Well, she learned how to twerk, so she's gonna show me how to twerk
by watching Miley Cyrus,
which should be quite the sight at 9 a.m. in Bill's lot.
I could only imagine. You know what? It's funny. We got a. You know where we work? We receive letters about things. No, I received this letter, and it, you know, and we get
I think I read that letter.
Did you? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, we get like one a season, and they're always, bless their little hearts, they're from Canada, and Canada rocks. Let me get that straight, right? No, it does, because they're very, they're like right off the bat. Someone else, I've heard this, and I agree. I'm not. It's not original, but they're like 20% cool. They're very nice up there. They're much more polite than we are.
20% cooler than we are?
Yeah, because they're. I've been to like a lot of open mics up in Toronto. They're very chill. They're very nice, very helpful. A lot more than what I find here in America. Like, we're a lot more jerkish here
Grouchy.
In America. Yeah, in general is what I'm saying. But we get these letters, and they're always like, I took my first Bills game in. And I was with my children, and you already know where it's going. It's like my children, and they were Patriots fans, but they were like, we were walking through the parking lot, and they were yelling at my kids, who are like 10 or 12 or something, and like a very obscene language.
Well, and it's like, gonna happen.
Welcome to America.
I was just, because I haven't tailgated. I don't think I went last year, so I was looking at the rules and regulations of tailgating.
I think they tried to change it.
It's awful. You can't bring a purse. You can only bring clear bags that they handed out at the last Bills game, which is the only reason why I got one. You have to have a clear bag. You can't bring, like, I can't bring my purse, and you can't bring funnels, and you can't have glass bottles.
Well, I agree with the funnels because that's going to add to drunkenness.
Your purse, though? I mean, I need my purse.
For?
My wallet, my ID, my money.
Well, just take some money in your pocket, though.
Girls don't operate that way. I'm wearing cute sweatpants that don't have pockets.
Well, that's what you have your usually go with your boyfriend, though, right?
I'd rather hold on to my money than...
You don't trust him?
No.
What's he going to do with it?
He loses things.
Oh. From point A to point B, he's that bad? All right, well, tell him to straighten up. Tell him to get some pocket.
I just think that's ridiculous. Like, a purse. Come on. I understand if you want, like, a small purse, if they say, like, but no, you can't have any.
Why don't you get one of those sweet, like, just clear backpacks?
Well, they handed out clear bags that you could use, so I got one of those. But still.
All right. Well, let me just say this. Yeah, we're probably not the. But as far as like stadiums around the nation, you probably won't catch a severe beating like in L.A. Like if you're in the Dodgers stadium and wearing the opposing jersey, like they're a lot worse.
I mean, I've been in the Bills stands before with their Cincinnati Bengal fans in front of me, and people were like throwing beer on them and stuff.
Well,
this is too far.
I don't agree. Yeah, don't throw like you could. I've heard stories of certain stadiums where you can't, like, everyone just, you know, is cool about it. If you're wearing someone else's jersey, they're just like, you know, especially if they win. As long as you're not a jerk about it, like, you know.
We are jerks about it.
No, as long as the other opposing team, like, you know, jumping, like, rubbing in someone's face. But, like, even, I think comedian Bill Burr has a story about being accosted in the bathroom.
The guy that you don't like?
No, the comedian that was a jerk on the phone.
Hey, I think he's on Breaking Bad right now.
He is. He's one of Saul's
henchmen.
Yeah, he's the redhead. He's not the big fat black guy.
No, with the egghead.
Yeah. Who's also a comedian, I think.
He is?
Yeah. He is called Earthquake or something. No, Earthquake might
Let's
be different.
Look it up.
I know it's Lavelle something because he has diabetes. Hey, did you know that Saul is, speaking of Breaking Bad, Saul is getting a spinoff?
I just saw that on Facebook.
Yeah, it's going to be like the prequel. Like
Just
before.
Call Saul? Is that what it's called?
Just Call Saul. So it's going to be all, which is, I'm all for it.
I'm for it. He's the best character on the show, I think.
Bob Odenkirk, who is also a comedian.
That's his name?
Yeah. He he's from the Bob show, or David Cross. Bob and Dave show? Can't remember the name.
Probably not. Probably not the Bob and Dave show.
Okay, Kelly, if you know.
I hope you guys brought your galoshes.
No
way. Did it just start pouring?
It's pretty bad out there.
Great.
It is pretty not okay.
Well, it was nice when I came in.
You look totally drenched.
I'm pretty wet. From the toe up to the flow up.
Your hair doesn't even look wet. Did you have a hat on?
I have a hood.
Oh.
Oh.
Are you afraid of getting your hair wet?
I knew I shouldn't have come in today.
I had to get this jacket. And is that studio open? Is that
It is open.
Okay, because I got something to say about YouTube.
You gotta grab that. You gotta plug that in. Alright.
Right on top of it.
Well, thanks for joining us, Adam. Apparently it's raining out there today. So
it's like raining pretty hard.
Raining. It's like probably going to stop by the time we
leave.
It
better.
Do you have a hood for your...
No, this is all I got right here.
Ooh, you might need that escort, the bus state, the van to drive you
to
your car.
Do they have like free hats around here?
I don't know. Some swag. Hang on. Where do you plug it into mic one? Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that Breaking Bad. And only three... Is it three episodes of Breaking Bad left?
Yes. You watched it? I thought you didn't watch it.
I'm watching the last five.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so mad at you. You can't do that.
Do you hear us?
Yeah. You guys should probably put your headphones on, though. You should probably put your headphones on.
Look at this.
That's our operation.
Just move closer. Yeah, we're a little underfunded here.
So here's the deal. I was...
Can you turn mine up?
I was, the rain was starting, and I was pulling into Buff State, and I was listening to the radio station, and I stopped my car, and then it started pouring, and I thought to myself... I'm not going to go in. And that, you know, I hate both of you because I had to walk through the rain now. And then you guys came on the air.
We're listening.
Okay, good. Because it doesn't look like you
and
are.
And then you guys came on the air.
And then you guys came on the air. Uh-oh.
And
then you guys came on the air. And Jason says, welcome to Movie Madness, where Kelly or myself and Kelly and Adam... And he made this little laugh, and I thought, now I'm pissed. Now I'm going in.
What, you weren't going to come in?
No, I just thought I'd maybe just drive to McDonald's or go home or something because it was pouring rain out.
I'm really mad now that you came in and it's raining out.
It just started, like 30.
Of course it did, because every time we do this, it's like the crappiest weather possible.
That's true.
Or it's like 95
and
humid.
Or it's beautiful. So it's just standard weather.
So, yeah, my little laugh is because you make me laugh, bro. Did you take that in a bad way?
I don't think that's what it was.
What do you think it was?
I think it was my lateness was affecting
you. Well, no, now I know. Well, in the summer, you really didn't have an excuse, but now you're coming from work.
Yeah.
So I don't have a problem with. I know that you don't get
No, I was
right
just joking,
away.
Though. Oh, okay. That's funny, though, isn't it? I can hear you guys. You guys sound great on the radio.
Do we not?
So, no, you did. You sound great. But all I heard you, Kelly, say was, yeah, or something like that. And
well,
I had to get
you
out
know what
of the
I was
car.
Trying to do is actually 91.3. Buffalo's original alternative is going to be at the Music is Art Festival. I think that's coming up this week, one of these weekends.
Awesome.
And, not for that. Actually, we're going to hand out flyers, but we're going to, I was trying to do like a little 30-second promo for the show because they're going to start running some promos here. So I was trying to sum up Movie Madness in 30 seconds, but it wasn't as easy as I pictured it in my head. Like what I went over in my head, and then with just Kelly just saying, yeah, just threw me off, and you weren't here. Because I wanted everyone's voice in the promo, you know what I mean?
Oh, that was supposed to be our promo?
Yeah, I don't think we're going to use it.
You
should
have warned me beforehand.
I told you.
I wouldn't have just been like, yep.
No, that should definitely be our promo. Like, without
Sounds
a doubt.
Like a great show.
And Adam, yes.
Well, no, because I whipped out the word zygist, and I was like, Kelly, am I using that right?
She's
I don't know
what zygist is.
I don't
Do
know
you
what
know
that
what zygist is?
No clue. That's not in the 7th grade curriculum.
I don't know. I have no clue.
You could Google it. No, I feel it means whatever's happening at that time at this time culturally is what we cover. Is that not working out for you?
It is. I just gotta check something.
All right. So hey man, thanks for joining us. I invited Dan Fisher, a local comedian, to
awesome.
Join us, but we don't even have an extra pair of headsets now because things are.
Well, when he comes, I gotta go to work early. So.
But you don't have headphones.
Oh. Do you have an extra? You don't have an extra pair.
Do you have an extra pair of headphones? We're running low here at 91.3. I guess they've been ordered. Maybe he brings. You know, he used to be on the radio. Maybe he brings his own set of headphones. He's a pro.
I bet he does.
Oh, you know what? Well, he could just sit here, and then Adam, you can just come in and share the mic. You like to share mics with our guests?
Sure.
If he's coming, he was kind of. If it started raining, he might not come. Plus, we had that weird exchange.
How is he going to get his headphones in here in the rain is my question.
I don't know. Well, no, we had that.
I'm sure he carries them everywhere.
I've got my headphones.
That's true.
Well, I was kidding about him. No, but here's the Facebook exchange. I'm like, hey, would you like to come on and be a guest at, 4 o'clock, whatever, Thursday? And he was like, oh, you know, I get out of work at, like, 4-ish. Can you push it back? And I'm like, sure, you can come at 4:30. And then he didn't give the old, there was no reply from him, like, can't do it or okay.
I hope he walks in on you right now.
As you're talking junk.
I'm not bad. I'm just saying he didn't reply, so I don't know either way if he said
well, lucky
no
for
yes.
you. Lucky for you, no matter what happens, I'm telling him you were bad-mouthing him before he walked in here.
Well, no.
And Kelly's going to agree with me.
I'm not bad. I'm excited to hit. At least it's not that awful Rick Matthews.
Yeah. Well, that guy's, you know, he's okay.
That guy is awful.
Oh, my God. Adam, you watched Breaking Bad, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Jason just started watching, like, this last episode, and now he's trying to be a Breaking Bad fan right now. He's like, we could talk a little Breaking Bad. I'm like, you literally have never watched it before.
Just this last one on Sunday?
I mean, you can't even. I'm mad at him. I'm mad.
How could you have ruined it? Could you have ruined that for yourself,
exactly.
Jason? That moment, I'm not even going to talk about it because I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah, don't,
even though
don't.
I know Jason
I know,
will definitely
like,
going to see
something
like, spoil
you can't do that to the fans.
But that moment.
Oh, no, people will kill us. Kill me.
That final scene in that show was such a high point
best
of television
so far, I think.
History.
You're talking about the last
The last scene
episode.
In the last
oh,
episode.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that was the best one so far.
That was everything that we've been building to for all this time, which for me, I just caught up over the summer, so it hasn't been that long. But all these episodes, for it to build to that moment with all that stuff happening was just so incredible, and I cannot believe that you ruined it by just watching it straight
I
up.
Know. Exactly. I got, and right after the episode, I literally like threw things on the ground. That, I was so heated.
That's like watching Home Alone 3 and thinking
oh
you know
God.
What's going on.
No.
Yeah, but
being
did
like,
you
this
not,
movie's not even that good.
Did you not see that coming though? I saw it coming. After he made the call, I knew it was still going to happen. What happened?
Oh yeah, no yeah.
Jason,
I had the.
You can't participate.
I just
he yes. can. He's. I'm mad at him.
You knew what was going to happen, but you
no,
got to understand
it's like
the history.
Reading the last page of the book.
Like oh, I for sure know what happens.
But I am going to work my way backwards, like that
Dick.
Seinfeld episode. Let me preface. Like it's not
okay.
exactly true that I just no. jumped in on that last episode. I do have a background. I've saw a couple episodes from each season.
No,
so I have a base.
Not good
I have
enough.
The only way that you can redeem yourself. This is real, and I would love for you to do this. Is to watch every single episode in reverse order. Like now, you have to watch the last 2 weeks ago. And go all the way back to the first one years and years and years ago. So then you can like
you can't.
Have a
you get
reverse.
Too confused.
Oh, it'll be awesome.
No, the
if
only
did
thing.
It.
Well,
it would be so awesome.
The thing they'll be confused is because they have flash forwards though. So that'll confuse me as I'm watching
yes,
it in reverse order.
That'd be so good though. It's the only way to redeem yourself now.
I'll do it. That's what I'll do. I will start a blog no, and I'll keep everyone updated on the reverse order of Breaking Bad after watching the last five in correct order, and then work my way backwards from there. But I need to know. I just need to know. I need.
It's
I'm
get,
up to
it,
speed.
It like, gives me, like, agita. I get, like, heartburn.
Uh-oh.
What's agita?
Like heartburn.
Is that the
use your
French
context
word?
Clues, Jason. Million. Context clues.
No, I know, but I just don't. I've never heard that word before. Although
I've
I
never heard agita either.
You've never heard of agita?
I understood what you were saying, though.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the medical term?
No, I think it's, like, Italian. I don't know.
Oh.
We always say it.
I am starting to.
I've always said it.
Did you pick, maybe you picked that up from The Sopranos, which paved the way for Breaking Bad because that's the greatest show of all time, which I watched from
it's
day
indigestion.
One. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm working my...
I don't
even
think it is Italian.
I have antacid pills because I have to push my anger down dealing with society on a daily basis.
It is Italian. I'm right. I'll
there you
just
go.
Take that one.
Good job. It sounds Italian.
Now
you guys can say it in your everyday jargon.
Agita. I'll say it at school tomorrow. And no
like,
one will
Dave
know
will be
I'm
like,
about.
Kelly, you're giving me agita. And that's where I picked it up. I
nice
think.
Example.
Yeah.
We got to underline it now.
Yes.
You should put it in your curriculum.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah.
Teach your kids some Italian.
Back to Breaking Bad. Best show ever.
Yeah, and did you? Saul's going to get his own prequel? Saul, it's going to be all about Saul. What's the name of it?
No way.
Just Call Saul.
I'll Just Call Saul. So it's going to be the prequel before, obviously, he meets Eisenhower.
No way.
Did you just call him Eisenhower? Please
yeah,
tell me that you did it on accident.
Oh, my God.
Please. You're embarrassing me and the show.
Is this embarrassing for the show?
Eisenhower.
They should definitely use that as our promo.
I think that would be a better code for him. Don't you think that would be a better code name?
Heisenberg has, like, meaning to it.
What is the meaning? That is the meaning. I don't even know. That's a chemical thing. What is it? What's Heisenberg? Or it's a principle of science or something, isn't it?
No.
What's the point of that?
I'll look it up.
I'm pretty sure. Well, what's the point of Heisenberg then?
He
you
took
said
it because
meaning.
Of that. Well, the name, like, he took it because he's a chem teacher. I think, like, it all has meaning.
Right. It's a principle of science.
No, it's not. It's a person. Oh, yeah. It's an uncertainty principle.
Thank you.
Given by Werner Heisenberg in 1927.
And, but I think Eisenhower would be just as good.
I'm going to go ahead and disagree. But
I'm also going to disagree.
But you're welcome to believe what you want.
I will, because I cling to my beliefs, because most of the time I am in the right, regardless of, it's good that we disagree. We don't want everyone to agree, right?
You sound like my girlfriend. Always in the right.
I know, really, but I feel like mostly you're in the wrong.
Yeah, I think, mostly? I think I would say generally above 60% of the time you're in the wrong. Like, that's
it. Oh, come on now. No,
that's
not,
a lot,
I mean,
that you're getting right.
I mean, I don't think you're like a dummy.
You just called Heisenberg Eisenhower.
Okay,
so
well,
you don't
Nan said that it should be Eisenhower instead. Like, forget these top paid writers. They don't know anything.
I didn't say it should be. I said it wouldn't be bad. He could go with that. That's all I'm saying.
Eisenhower.
That was close.
Leave it to you.
What was I going to say? I can't remember now. Oh, so Saul. So Bob Odenkirk's getting his own show.
Yep. And what part of the show was it with David Cross? Was it the Bob and Dave show?
Yeah, Bob and Dave on HBO. Oh,
yeah. I was right. Yeah, that was that one. There was a skit on there that made me laugh the hardest I've ever. I mean, I can't even say it over the air what it involved with, because you know the nature of the show. But that one skit made me laugh as hard as I've ever laughed in my life. I almost died.
He does look like ugly Kevin Costner.
Oh, he does.
Do you know he's the guy who originally wrote the Chris Farley? Is it Matt Foley Matt Foley when he's the motivational speaker?
Oh, he wrote that.
Bob Odenkirk is the guy who originally wrote that. At,
why he was a writer
Improv
for SNL?
Olympic. No, they used to do it at Improv Olympic.
Oh, okay.
And Chris Farley brought it to SNL because he wanted to do it there, but he wouldn't do it unless Odenkirk said that he was allowed to, and he was like, "Yeah, go ahead," because they used to do it all the time.
I never even knew who the guy was until he was on the show.
He's on a lot of stuff. He was in Arrested Development too. He was their like marriage counselor.
Yeah, because he's friends with David Cross.
Yeah, they're like best friends.
I don't know who David Cross is.
David, do you watch Arrested Development?
Not anymore.
David Cross is...
I know who David Cross is.
Whatchamacallit. What's his name? Tobias.
Porsche's husband on there.
Yeah, I know who he is.
Who is may or may not be gay.
I've never liked him. Can I just say that?
You
I don't know why.
He's hilarious.
I think he's the funniest guy out there.
I don't know why. I think it was after he did Scary Movie 2. I just...
Oh, well, that was
he was so gross and creepy in it.
Actually, you know why I love David Cross? I'll tell you why I love David Cross. Because he actually had an audition for Saturday Night Live. You know, it was at a... sometimes they have the auditions at the comedy clubs, and Lorne Michaels and some of the producers will go to the back of the comedy club. And because he's so counterculture, like when he got up for his audition after like several comedians tried their hardest, what he did is he started singing 100 Balloons on the Wall and just went from 100 to 99 until like all the customers walked out of the comedy club.
No way.
And then he just walked off stage.
No wonder he didn't get it.
Right? That was the point. He didn't want to get it. He was just like sticking it in his face, as in like, yeah, I could probably get Saturday Night Live if I wanted to, but he just chose not to.
But I'm
going to
bomb on purpose.
Yeah, basically.
And make everybody leave.
Oh, and you know what else? As much as I hate Russell Brand.
Yeah, I'm not a
big fan. I do like that how he made note at the GQ Awards that Hugo Boss used to make Nazi uniforms for profit, and then they kicked him out.
I do like that you watched the GQ Awards.
That was pretty, I appreciate that from a comedian standpoint, because that's something he's like, just historically.
Why, Hugo did he host them?
No, I think he was just presenting an award, and then he just pointed out that Hugo Boss made all those fine Nazi uniforms and made big cash off of the killing of people.
You always got to take it there.
Always.
I don't even know how he manages to do
what?
This.
That's what he
talent
did.
Of taking
I think I think that he goes home and he researches how to get us there, and then he just waits.
I couldn't have brought those two together.
Well, no, because he got the executive editor or whatever GQ was like, you know, that was Hugo Boss found that offensive, and you know what? And he was like, you know what? Well, the Jews found it offensive that he made uniforms for the Nazis. So take that.
Oh my.
Point God. For Russell Brand, and I mean, I'm still not quite, you know, on his side, but I appreciate that, and I feel the same way. Why is Hugo Boss trying to hide it?
Will you stop it?
What? All right, fine.
I don't even know how we got there.
You need a
anger
show.
Anger management.
Yeah. podcast. That's what it is. Not another radio show. He needs anger management.
Anger management for what? For telling the truth?
You just have like this weird, I don't even know how we, I really sometimes here, don't even know how we incorporate it.
Do you know how I had to refrain this morning, or no, it was yesterday before I was going to work. I was in the Tim Hortons drive-thru, and isn't there like, see, now it's, I will accept if I'm wrong on this. Follow me up on drive-thru etiquette. So there's a person in front of me, and it's a lady, but she has like some kids in the back or whatever, but she got all her stuff from Tim Hortons, whatever she was buying, like some coffees or whatever. And then she did not, and there's room to pull forward so that I can go to the window and get my stuff, but she stayed at the window for like 45 seconds, passing out the coffee, fixing her seatbelt, doing something else. And I'm like, really? Like, shouldn't
maybe
you like
she didn't want to spill the coffee on herself.
She could have pulled up though.
It's 45 seconds and she's a busy mom.
45 seconds, though? That's a long time in the drive-thru. That's like at least 3 minutes in real time.
Oh, my God. Well, I mean,
I would have pulled up. So you're saying that's like,
patience is a virtue. Well, everybody does.
But the window's
when you're a dad and you've got three kids in the car who want food immediately, you're going to change your mind. You're just going to be like, get them this food as fast as possible so I don't have to hear it anymore.
I'm just going to throw the bag at them. Say, fend for yourselves. I got two sandwiches. There's three of you. Figure it out. Yeah. That's how I'm going to be a parent.
She could have pulled up. She was very slow.
I hope you didn't honk at her.
No. Well, that would be hyper aggressive. I'm not going to do that to a woman. That would be like.
Oh, now we're going to get into the sexist argument.
No, that's respectful because, you know, that's. But if it was a dude, possibly.
Oh, man.
But, I mean, it's not worth. Like, that would be ridiculous. Like, oh, where'd you get the black eye from? A fight? Oh, yeah, what happened? I was in the drive-thru. He didn't pull up fast enough.
He didn't pull up fast enough for me, so I started honking my horn at him.
I do, when I'm in the drive-thru, try to get through as quickly as
I think
as
once
possible.
Once your business is done at the window, just move on. There's space. She could have just pulled up a little bit, and then I could have got to the window. And then by the time I was doing my business at the window, she could have passed out her food and been done. It was just, I think. It's just this new thing in society. Like, well, it's all about me. And I'm not like that. Because, like, at the gym this morning. No, there's this guy at the gym who I hate. I can't even look at him because he's so stupid.
What gym?
Oh, my gosh.
Do you not want to tell me?
No, it's World's Gym. No, he goes to the power. Do you know what the power cage is? You know, where you can adjust it and do, like, squats? I don't know.
Are you doing the power cage?
No, I don't know anything about the gym.
Yeah, you do. You know this.
When I do squats.
It's the one where you, like, can slide the thing up and down.
Okay.
Well, this guy, he, every morning, he goes to the power cage, and he doesn't spend, like, you know, we all pay our $8.99, $10.99, whatever. Some people have different sliding scales. But he takes up an hour at the, like, you know, it's like, do your exercise and move on. Like,
right.
He's there.
Or do circuits.
Yeah, he's there for a whole hour. And this is, and the worst thing, though, is his exercise is he has a decline bench. He's doing declines, first of all, and there's a decline bench over there. But the worst thing that makes me agitated is that he does 2-inch reps. He's like an older guy. He's like in his 50s, and he goes down. He lays him
so
all the way down.
So it's a 50-year-old man at the gym who's taking too long on the equipment that you want.
Yeah, no, because it is. It's selfish. Like, just because we all pay, like, you don't have
a
right.
Why do you ask him to move?
Well, I usually use I can use the squat racks and stuff, but I mean, it's just annoying. But his 2-inch reps, like, what is he doing with 2 inches? This is his rep right here. This is his range of motion.
That's all he's got, man.
No,
you can
suck
it up.
No, not on the decline bench. It's ridiculous. He's ridiculous, and he doesn't know what he's doing. And I just, you know, but he's so clueless. Like, if I told him this, he'd be like, well, I pay my dues. I have the right to just stand here all day.
Hey, when you're 50 at a gym with a bunch of young kids running around, you're going to say the same thing.
You're
going to
hate all those.
No,
you're
going to
hate, yeah.
Bench.
You're going to hate, you know, the
Look
guy.
You know,
who,
you're halfway there.
Yes. You're going to hate the guy who's like staring at you while you're using your muscle cage. What is it called?
Power cage.
Power cage. You're going to be the guy who's angry on the inside.
No, I don't stare at him. I can't look at him because he drives me nuts because I just want to go tell him how dumb he is. And then
I make
feel
such
like
inappropriate eye contact at the gym. I just can't help it.
Angry eye contact?
Inappropriate. I just like stare at everyone because I get so bored. So I just start staring at everybody.
Well, that's okay because it's mostly dudes, though, and you're a chick. Like, you don't want to, when you're a dude, you want to stare at
I mean, there's
dudes.
A lot of girls at my gym. I
don't you have like a gym
catalyst.
Section, though?
I don't go
or
to the women's
section?
Part.
Oh.
It's too quiet.
I hate gym noises more than I hate most things.
Gym noise? I hate guys that grunt super loud.
When they start doing those things while they're pulling.
Well, if you're lifting heavy weights, I don't agree with.
There's some guys that are in there that are pretty big and don't grunt like that. There's times when I'm working weights really hard and I'm not grunting like that. I just don't understand. When they throw the weight down. Like,
it depends on what you're doing. I don't agree. Like, that Planet Hollywood has, I feel like that's a prejudiced
thing. You mean
there.
Planet
like,
Fitness?
Or Planet Fitness, where they're like...
Hollywood is a restaurant.
Oh, sorry. I didn't say I'm right about everything.
You kind of did.
No, I didn't. No,
you
about
said it was definitely
no, about gym etiquette, I'm definitely right. Don't stand at the power cage for an hour and do 2-inch reps. Get
and
out of the way.
And wash the machine when you're done with your cardio.
No, and actually, my second biggest pet peeve about this is, like, put away your weights. Like, just don't leave, like, 1,000 plates on the bench.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just, that's so, like, rude.
People are rude, man. Just gotta get used to it.
I know. It would be like, hey, you know what I do want to spoil, though? Not Breaking Bad.
Okay.
You know that movie coming out with Ron Howard called Rush that I've seen, like, 1,000 times with Thor? Thor's in there.
Yeah, he looks good.
What do you think about that? Do you think that's going to do well, or
I already looked it up on the internet, though. But those two racers, Thor wins by 1 point. That's the big deal.
Oh my God!
I can't believe you just told everybody that. I can't believe you just told everyone that.
It's on the internet. It's
play
not
the
a
music.
Big deal.
Just play
I
the music.
I would never look that up if I was going to go see the movie, though.
You know what? Those trailers are the worst. Like, those trailers are very bad. They're, I don't know.
They
like,
are. They don't draw me into the movie at all.
It's like so, I don't know, like chopped up. I mean, maybe that's just the way
it's
they're
like
done.
It's like him with
but
good hair. Like, you don't know what the movie's about. You just know it's a racing movie, and he looks hot in it.
Yeah. Well, there's the other guy's like a racing genius, and then they're both, and this other guy's like some corner sort of European.
I can't believe you just did that.
But it comes down to those two, and then in case you need to know, he wins.
We don't need to hear it again.
Again, double spoil.
In case you're still listening, don't listen to the previous 2 minutes because I just spoiled Brush for you. In case you're a big racing fan, but if racing fans will know this,
you know you're not excused. Oh, my God.
Sorry, the trailers were bothering me. Well, we had to throw some movie talk in there.
I heard that Liam's trying to dump Miley big time, but he wants to make it a clean break.
Liam who?
Liam Hemsworth, Chris's brother. Thor's brother.
The guy from whatchamacallit?
Liam
Hunger
from
Games?
Hunger Games.
He dates Miley Cyrus?
They're engaged.
Oh, no way.
How did you not know that? They've been engaged because they did a movie together when she was like sweet, brown, long-haired, singing on Disney Miley, and they've been together. Then he proposed to her like a year or two ago, and now he wants to cut it off because she's like crazy now.
I thought he already did. Like, how can it not be clean? All he has to say is, "I don't want to go." Let's.
I think they live together. They have like pets together.
Well, he takes the dog. She takes the potbelly
like,
pig.
Just take it all. You are crazy.
No, she has gone overboard with the twerking
MTV
and the craziness.
MTV is doing a special on her called like the motivation or the something.
Yeah, just trying to get money.
Well, no, I heard her latest video where she's just has like she's naked for no like it's not even connected to the song. Like the song has nothing to do with
anything.
Well,
did you
see
the last video for
which one is
the
that?
Whatever that one she just had?
I don't know anything about music.
The one she did
at the MTV
Music Awards. That song? The video has nothing to do with the song whatsoever. It's like her dancing around with big teddy bears, and there's like putting things in microwaves. Just doesn't make any sense. Watch it. I swear to God, I watched it. I'm like, this makes no sense. She's nuts.
She is.
She's on the Amanda Bynes fast track to nowhere.
You know what? Shall we try? How about this? It's 5 o'clock. We'll end the show. Unless, do you have anything? You don't have any celebrity news? Anything
that?
Yeah, you got stuff to do. But real fast, we'll try the promo. Are you guys in? We'll do it 30
live
seconds.
Live or doing a promo?
Okay.
No, we'll do it live on the radio.
I'm in.
I'm just going to stop this, and then we'll play a song. We'll get what we're going to say in order in a minute, and then we'll just do a 30-second, like, sum up our show.
So, okay.
All right, we in? Okay. So
you're better at this improv stuff than I am.
Well, we're going to play a song, so we're going to work it out.
Play a short song.
Yeah, because I think someone comes in here at 5, too.
Yeah, I think on the new schedule, I don't know if it's kicked in yet.
So
we're so good at this.
So let's
do it.
Well,
it's 5 o'clock. Yeah, we're gonna end the show right now, and then we'll come back.
I like this song. It's 2 minutes.
Okay, hang on. Well, we still got an intro out. So that's it for this week. And if you want to go see Rush, you know how it ends.
Now you know the ending.
And Breaking Bad, you can continue
don't
watching
say
that.
Anything.
I know. I will jump over the desk.
Whoa. Talk about anger issues.
I think everybody would. There'd be like a riot outside.
cut. Send it to editing. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. It's a wrap.